number 1771, Mr. Lang.
Yes.
All this approving, you're wearing.
Am I gonna stay?
See, I'm not all bad.
They're all truck drivers. Goodness gracious.
How do you know?
You can tell. People being here, bro.
Awesome. Wow.
Next application is conditional use number 1771, the application of Harry Murphy to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for mini storage units.
Keep it down, Baxter.
We're gonna wait. We'll start over in a second. Mr. Baxter.
Tell Jim to take it outside, tell. He likes to talk.
Okay, start over. Conditional use number 1771 is the application of Harry Murphy to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for mini storage units and boat and RV storage to be located on a certain parcel of land, lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 8.449 acres, more or less, lying south of Swain's Private Road, 570 feet west of Marshall Street, also known as Route 225. The Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on March 26th, 2009. We received comments from DLDOT, the County Engineering Department, the Sussex Conservation District. Charles Allman, developer, was present with Harry Murphy of Charles Murphy Associates Incorporated and gave testimony. There were no parties present in support of the application. Tom Jester, Brent Warren, Joseph Wells, spoke in opposition to the application. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed the application. Mr. Burton stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use 1771 for Harry Murphy for a mini storage facility and boat and RV storage based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, use as a storage facility is of a public or semi-public character and is desirable for the general convenience and welfare of Sussex County residents. Two, the location adjacent to land zoned heavy industrial is appropriate for this type of use. Three, the project with the conditions placed upon it will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or community. Four, this recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions. One, there shall not be any on-site boat or RV repairs. All boats and RVs shall be stored under roof. Two, there shall not be any outside storage of building materials or other construction materials within the project. Three, any security lights shall be screened downward to avoid shining on neighboring properties or roadways. Four, one lighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet in size shall be permitted. The proposed sign location shall be shown on the final site plan. Five, the location of a dumpster shall be shown on the final site plan. Six, access to the facility shall be through a gate operated by key or code system. Seven, the driveway and parking areas outside of the storage building shall be stoned or paved. Eight, stormwater management shall be maintained on site and shall be subject to the approval of the Sussex Conservation District. Nine, a landscape buffer of native vegetation shall be installed along the perimeter of the site to screen the project from neighboring residential properties. The final site plan shall contain a landscaping plan for the buffer areas and shall show a schedule of construction for the buffer areas and also the type of vegetation to be installed. 10, a fence with vinyl slats to screen the use from neighboring property shall be installed around the perimeter of the project. The fence shall be on the inside of the buffer. The buffer shall be maintained on a regular basis. 11, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion, a second, and carried 4-1 to forward this application to the council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated. That motion carried 4-1 with Mr. Wheatley opposed to the motion.
Questions of Mr. Lang?
Have my opinion. Okay. For the benefit of council, I provide a copy of the site plan. I also received two emails. One was on April 13th. And it makes raises a question. It was the sender was Mark Donovan. It was addressed to Mr. Deaver. It states I'm Mark Dunham and lives and it provides the address. I'm writing to you because I oppose the conditional use 1771 for a mini storage facility to be built surrounding Swain's Private Road and Marshall Street. During the planning and zoning meeting in March, it seemed Mr. Burton ignored over 70 objections by petition from our neighbors and friends. This will affect us on Swain's Private Road and the neighborhood where there is only one entrance off Marshall Street to Swain's Private Road. This private road is not intended for heavy traffic. The entrance off Marshall Street onto Swain's Private Road is not wide enough for RVs and boats coming and going. Swain's Private Road was closed at the railroad 2 years ago, where you used to go from Marshall Street to Old State Road. Now you have to go out the same way you came in. This will cause much more traffic and much more, most likely vandalism with a proposed 24-hour access. The location is outside city limits, which would cause residents calling state police. This could mean a long time for a response to the site. We already have an industrial site less than 100 yards away. Please do not rezone this 8+ acres for a mini storage facility. We would like to keep our neighborhood quiet, clean, and safe as possible, just as you would like in your neighborhood. Please take all of this into consideration when making a decision. Very respectfully, Mark Donovan. The second item came in yesterday, April 20th. It's from Lynn Jester in reference to this application. It's also addressed to Mrs. Deaver. I'm a resident, provides the address and location where there are plans to put an 800-plus storage facility with RV and boat storage if the county council decides to pass the conditional use. I'm writing to let you know that all the adjoining properties do not want this in our backyards. Swain's Private Road is not wide enough to handle RV and trucks with boat trailers to pass one another. This is a private road, and it is up to the residents living on this road to maintain. I feel that this extra traffic will cause damage to our road, and it is not fair for us to foot the bill. There are plenty of storage facilities in our area, and they are not full. They also have property on which they can expand and have not done so because there is no demand. Therefore, I do not see how approving this can be beneficial to the neighborhood. I feel that if this gets approved, this will generate crime in our area where we have next to none at this time. It has been stated at the Planning and Zoning Commission hearing that storage buildings do generate crime. We rely on the state police to patrol our area, and if you need them for some reason or another, it can take up to 45 minutes before they can get here because they're coming from Lewis. I have an 8-year-old grandson that lives with me. He can play out in the yard and ride his bike on our private road, but if this gets approved, this will all come to an end because of the increase in traffic, and who knows what kind of people will be driving down our private road. If the person that Harry Murphy is representing wanted to start a business, he should have purchased a piece of commercial property on the other side of the railroad tracks on Swain's Private Road instead of trying to get more AR zone land converted. I hope you will take this into consideration when you make your decision on this matter. When my husband and I purchased our piece of land, we knew that there was a construction company down the road. We knew of their concerns for the community, and they always worked with us. They do not work on the weekends or holidays, and they try to be done their workday by no later than 6 p.m. If this storage facility is approved, this will all change because they will be open 24 hours, 7 days a week. All in all, I do not see how approving this facility will benefit the community. And that sign respectfully submitted Lynn and Thomas Jeff. And that's all I have, Mr. Chair.
Questions for Mr. Lang?
I got a question. Could you just tell us about the private road? Is it, I mean, what is the deal there with that Swain's Private Road? It's not a state-maintained road. It is actual private road?
It's a private road, according to testimony. It is closed at the railroad, I believe. I'm sure the neighbors or the applicant can testify to that. It also serves reference a couple of parcels. It also serves an HI-1 district, which is the construction company they refer to in their letters.
Well, can't they go out across the tracks, the HI? They got to come down Swain's?
I'm not sure whether the railroad's where it's closed or not. I'd have to ask the applicant or the neighbors when they come
in. And on the HI, I mean, what kind of activity is going on there presently?
Construction company.
Just to turn, yeah, I mean, it's not really a HI.
It's been
zoned that way.
HI that way for several years. It's been rezoned.
It's been rezoned, but it's actually, I mean, if it's just a construction.
It's always been a use there, and it was rezoned.
Right.
I have to. I'd be guessing, but it's probably, I would say probably 12 years or more.
Right, but it's not a what you typically would assume, think an HI district would have.
No,
it could be.
Typically, it's not located on a narrow private road.
Right.
It's mostly residential.
Okay.
The area is mostly residential.
The area is mostly residential.
And that road, that Swain's private road, when you go down the end of that thing, the railroad, it's blocked off.
It is blocked.
You cannot cross railroad track there.
Okay, that's what I was trying to say. So the construction company's coming out Swain's. Okay, that's what I wanted to know if they came out to.
How wide is that road?
How wide is the road?
Not very wide.
20 feet?
The survey doesn't say.
That's what I meant.
And it doesn't show up on the tax map well because it's reduced, so I'd have to depend on the surveyor.
Now, Lawrence, on the private road, would the deeds of the adjoining properties have some reference to the use of that private road?
We haven't checked the deeds for the adjoining properties.
That's all I have. Anything else?
Anything else for Mr. Lang? Mr. Griffin?
Is the applicant present tonight?
My name is Harry Murphy. I'm from Charles Murphy Associates, 14 South Maple Avenue, Milford, Delaware. I'm here tonight to represent the owner, Charles Ahman, in this application. The plan that you see before you represents an alternate scenario depicting 18 buildings and about 106,000 square feet of mini storage and boat and RV storage. It may take years before all of these units are all built, and they may never be all built. Proposed gravel parking area, the stormwater magnet pond, and a security fence will be installed at the onset of this project. However, phase one will only include one or two storage units, which will be built to start. If these first units are rented out, then additional storage units will be added only as the demand requires. A security fence will be installed around to encompass the whole site, and there will be vinyl slats installed in the fence, as Mr. Lang said. This fence will have an electronic gate at the entrance, and it will be located on the inside of a proposed landscape buffer. As Mr. Lawrence Lank stated, security lighting will be provided, but they will be screened downward to avoid shining on neighboring properties and roadways. A landscaping plan for the proposed buffer will be provided with a final site plan. This buffer will consist of evergreen trees, probably white pine or arborvitae, planted as close together as possible. And these trees will be planted in staggered double rows that would provide a complete visual screen. The owner, Mr. Ahman, chose this location for his proposed mini storage because it's adjacent to the lands of Sussex Materials, which is heavy industrial, zoned heavy industrial, and it is a construction yard for Christiana Excavation. And it's my understanding that they have applied for and received approval for a rock crushing operation. I would say that this use would have much more impact on the neighborhood than a proposed mini store.
What kind of operation?
A rock crushing.
Oh, rock, okay.
They have huge piles of concrete. I guess they're
going to. I thought you said a whopper or something. I was trying to figure what
rock crushing operation.
Okay.
Also, the proposed landscaping buffer, once the landscaping buffer is in place and begins to mature, it could act as a visual and acoustical buffer between Christiana Excavation and the residential dwellings in the area. It should be noted that this plan is preliminary only. No topographic survey has been performed yet. I've shown a stormwater management pond on the plan in the lower area of the site. However, we may need to add a drainage swale along the eastern boundary line to capture the runoff and send it into the pond in the back. Obviously, if we did this, we'd have to shorten the size of the mini storage units and pull the gravel parking back to allow room for this swale. The swale would be installed inside the fence and the buffer. Mr. Almond has considered another use for this land, which would be a single-family residential subdivision. This use may be more desirable to the existing residents in the area, but even if we could get approval for a subdivision, who would want to build a house next to this construction yard? That's it for my presentation. As I say, the landscaping buffer that you see on the plan is voluntary. There was not one required. So this is our effort to try to screen this operation from all the residents in the area. Again, this land, he bought this piece of land next to a construction yard, which seems like a good place to put a mini storage. It's unfortunate there are residents in the neighborhood. Nobody wants anything developed in their backyard. I understand that. But we're hoping that by providing this landscaping buffer with a huge screen of evergreen trees, when the people look out their back door, they'll see nothing but evergreen trees and not the mini storage operation. Thank you for your consideration of this approval.
Are there any questions for Mr. Murphy?
Mr. Murphy.
Let me just ask Lawrence, the rock crushing, would that be require a Board of Adjustment hearing?
Yes, it would.
So we're not sure, there's no...
I'd have to go verify,
We're not sure about that?
It was my understanding, I don't know.
Okay, that's okay. I'm just asking if it would need a variance.
I haven't looked, I've heard rumor that it was being applied for.
Being applied for, okay.
Now, this buffer, the fence and the landscape buffer, when would something like that be installed?
Well, the buffer, they would be installed right from the get-go. First thing would be the fence and the landscape buffer. And then the storage units would be built after that.
As needed, market demand.
You talked about why would anybody want to live next door to a construction company. Have you ever been to the Village of Five Points? It's right next to a concrete company.
No,
it's quite lovely.
Oh, is it really? Okay.
Yes,
all right.
Right next to a concrete company.
Well, they've done well then.
There was a question raised earlier about the status of the private road.
Okay.
Anything you can add on that?
Yeah, that road was established back in the 90s, and any property that adjoins that road has the use of it. But I don't think anybody is specifically charged with maintaining that road that I know of. It's been in existence, like I said, since the 90s, and I don't think any provisions were set in place for who is to maintain it.
Relatively a new road established. That private road was since 1990?
That's when the subdivision, some of these lots were created along that road.
So it's just a right-of-way, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a private road, and everybody that abuts that road has the use of it, but I don't believe it's spelled out anywhere who has maintenance responsibility of it. Jersey barriers have been placed along the railroad tracks. I don't know who did that, but that prevents anybody from crossing the tracks, so everybody has to come back out to Marshall Street. Mm-hmm.
Mr. Vincent?
Is that a gravel road?
It's a paved road.
Paved road.
It's a paved road?
Marshall. Yes.
So when they come back out, do they have a turnaround area to turn around in, or what? They have to come back out? They can't cross railroad tracks?
Honestly, they can't cross the railroad tracks, and I don't know who put the Jersey barriers there, but I'm not sure that it's legitimate. I mean, that is a private road. People should be allowed to use it and cross the railroad tracks.
Uh-huh. So the road continues over and comes back.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have
somebody didn't want the construction company coming their way.
Maybe. I do not know.
Any other questions for Mr. Murphy?
No, we'll just stay close by in case we need
right
to call
here
on you,
the
sir.
The applicants are here? Where are the applicants here?
Yes, the owner is here.
Okay.
In the back.
Yes. Okay.
He's doing it. He's just doing the application work.
Is there anyone here who wishes to speak in support of this application? Is there anyone here who wishes to speak in opposition to the application? Yes, sir.
I'm Thomas Chester. I live on 188 Swain's Private Road. To answer some of the questions about the private road, first of all, the private road started out as a dirt path when Mr. Swain was there. I mean, it was just, they pulled wagons across there. Then they created a blacktop plant back there. The blacktop plant actually paved that road. The road is actually, I measured tonight, it's 19 and a half foot wide. That's how wide it is. When you come into the entrance between the fence and the trees at Mr. Collins' property. Mr. Collins' property line actually goes across the private road in front of my house. when we first bought this place, little over, it's been over 17 years, almost 20 years now, we had to get an easement from Mr. Swain at the time owned that. Then Mr. Collins bought it from him. The railroad closed the track. Nobody else closed it. The railroad did. They said it was an unsafe crossing, so they closed it. With Christiana Construction back there, what they have done for us, we understand that it's a heavy industrial site. Right? There was nothing we could do about that. It was there when we moved there. You know, we worked it out with them, and, of course, the owners of Christiana Construction have been real well with the community. What they have done, being the road has not been wide enough because it's bringing trucks out our end of the road, which is comes out to Marshall Street, they actually opened a construction entrance through their gate across the railroad track. They got a permit from the railroad, and the only thing you can use that entrance is the construction equipment, which is the dump trucks, the heavy equipment, stuff like that.
So they go the other direction now?
Correct, except for the small pickups and stuff like that, the small vehicles that come out our end. Okay, but the majority of the construction equipment is going out on the other side on Old State Road.
Okay.
We are opposed to it. A lot of the reasons being is, you know, like I said, it was stated before, I got a 9-year-old grandson, or 8-year-old grandson, I'm pushing it. But, you know, we let him in the backyard, let him ride his bicycle, let him play. Right now, it's easy. Our neighbors right next to us, which is gutter guys, Dawn and Randy, they have 3 children, and they come there and they play also. Our concern is, you know, with this being open 24/7, and we understand that you're putting barricades up and you're going to put trees up, make it so you can't see it. That still doesn't fix the whole issue as far as you got people running up and down your road 24/7, turning around in your yard, throwing trash out in your yard, and your grandson or your kids right there playing. You don't know who these people are. They're not from our community, from outside of our community. So how do we know that none of these people that's running using that road is not on that sex offenders list? As we all know, they ride around and they prey on little kids. You know, and without us having to be out there 24/7 with our children, I just think it's unsafe for our children. With a storage facility, they plan on putting the boat storage under pole barns. I understand that. But the same sense is they're not putting pavement. They're not putting concrete in them buildings, except for the storage where they put the furniture and stuff. When they store a boat and stuff, it's stone. And myself, as a mechanic, I've been mechanicing for a long time, is that when he's being his RVs, the boats, you got oil leakage. The oil leaks into the ground. The stone is not going to keep it from going into our well water. Everybody around there, we have wells. So we're not on city. That creates another issue down the line. When D&D Dismantling used to be back there before Christiana Construction bought it, we had a lot of problems with them. They were dumping 55-gallon drums of oil out there on the ground. We had to have our water checked every year to make sure that our water wasn't contaminated. Well, when he passed away and Christiana Construction took it over, he cleaned the site completely up. And, yes, they do have a concrete crusher back there. All right, it's back there. They use it Monday through Friday. They do not use it on any holidays or weekends. And when that thing is running, they had piled the dirt up so high, so we can't hear it run. We don't even know when it's running. It does not create dust. It's a state-of-the-art crushing facility. We come down here, and I listen to them, and I'm a reasonable person. I listen to them, and they put it all out on the table, saying this is the crushing facility we want. This is the kind of machine we're using. They laid it all out by decibels, how much sound it puts out, how much dust it puts out. They have a water filtration system, which wets the dirt down. So we have no issues with that. And just because there's a heavy industrial site that's up to the railroad track, which is probably about 250, 300 feet from me to their fence, not to their facility, why I can't understand just because there's a heavy industrial site, why they have to expand and keep coming into the community where we got a whole lot of residents there, a lot of people living there. We got a lot of elderly people living in the area. It also, and I got a spokesperson here. He's going to step up here in a little bit. But the crime, you know, it does bring some crime into the system. You know, a lot of people don't want to hear it, but it brings, you know, unwanted people. It's like, and I'll let him explain that to you a little bit better as far as homeless people and stuff like that comes in and actually try to take up residence. But I'm really opposed to it, and I really hope that you all take this in consideration and vote this down. It's not that I don't want to see the gentleman over there prosper or, you know, but would he want it in his backyard? That's my question. Or would you want it in your backyard? And I understand that the planning and zoning, they say, well, it's good for the community. Tell me what it's good for. when you have all these other storage facilities that can't, they're not even at probably 75% capacity. They have property they can expand on, so it really doesn't see where it's good for the community. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else wish to speak in opposition to the application? Yes, ma'am.
My name's Lynn Jester, and I live at 18850 Swings Private Road. I'm the one who submitted the email. I agree with my husband on everything. One of the main reasons why the planning and zoning decided to go ahead and approve this on their part was because they said there was a heavy industrial, and they didn't see any problem with that. Well, there's one side of heavy industrial, but you have nine other residential areas, and I think that outweighs one heavy construction site.
Thank you.
That's all I got to say.
I'm glad you agree with your husband.
Yeah.
Everything that he said, I did.
Anyone else wish to be heard in opposition to the application? Yes.
Come on.
Yes,
wait, here we go.
Yes, my name is James Sinclair. I live at 607 Abbott Drive, which is in Eastman Heights. I'm opposed to the construction of this storage facility. It's something that I just don't feel is needed in the area. There's housing projects there now that where they've built the houses, but they can't sell them. Their current economy just isn't going to support anything like this. There's four other storage facilities listed in the phone book with a Milford address. I called all four of them today. Three of them answered the phone. All three of those have units in various sizes available today. They are not at capacity. I think sometimes people build something for the sole purpose of trying to steal business from another business rather than because there's an actual demand in the area. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Yes, ma'am. Did you have your hand up?
My name is Jennifer Jester. I reside at 18850 Swains Private Road. As far as Tom was talking about the construction or the traffic coming in and out of that road with it being so small, I actually work right on the corner at 7074 Marshall Street for the gutter guys, and I see traffic going in and out of there all the time. One of the things with pulling people who don't know this area that well, like the people who will be using the storage units, the people who work and live on this road, from Christiana Excavating, us, the gutter guys, we know the traffic. We know to look for the traffic coming in and out of this road, where somebody who's never been down this road won't. And I've almost had an accident myself going in and out of that road, knowing what to look for. And people who aren't familiar with the area are going to cause a traffic problem to where there is the possibility of a severe accident.
Okay.
Thank you.
Have we run through everybody who wants to speak?
Nope.
I think we have another gentleman.
The spokesman
is going to tell us other
pressure's
things.
Pressure's on. That's right. We've waited all night for this.
Yes.
Thanks for the opportunity to speak tonight. My name is it's Joe Wiley, actually. It's not the way it was spelled in the minutes. It's actually W-I-L-E-Y. It gets spelled all in Sussex County. It gets spelled wrong all the time. You go to Newcastle County, for some reason, they spell it right up there.
Oh.
I live in Milford, but I also am an owner of a mini storage facility. And I'm not really here tonight mainly because I don't want the competition, although actually I don't want any competition. but Tom is my cousin, and I really wouldn't want to have to see his family have to live near this type of facility. I mean, I own a facility already in Milford, and there are times that there's undesirable elements that do show up in your miniature facility. We don't like it, and we try to keep them happening, but you can't stop people from selling drugs, and mini storages are an ideal place to sell drugs, mm-hmm. because you're inside of a lock gate and it's hard for the police to get to you.
Mm.
There's domestic issues. A lot of people who rent mini storage they're going through a divorce. There's husbands that come out there trying to get their wives' stuff out. There's wives that come out there trying to get their husband's stuff out. There's boyfriends, girlfriends. All of the storage facilities in Milford, and there's actually five of them in Milford, are in Milford for a reason. They're in Milford because you have Milford Police Department. And when we call Milford Police Department, generally within 5 minutes we have a response. And sometimes you need them pretty fast. If out in their area where they're at right now, I mean, I lived in Lincoln at one time, and I can tell you that if you call the state police, and not say anything wrong with state police, they're overworked.
They're too far away.
And, and sometimes you're talking hours to get a state policeman to show up.
Troop 7. Troop 7.
But anyhow, there, you know, normally when you have a conditional use applied, there usually is some conditions, and, you know, they usually are based on need in an area for certain, or they're based on some kind of force desirable for the community. You know, the one thing is I don't personally see how this would be desirable for the community to have an existing construction or site. And when they talk about this site, the heavy industrial site you have near there, this is a field. If you ride out to that area there, there was a field there, and there was houses built along the road, and then Swain Road was put in at some point. It was started as a gravel road, and then an industrial site. Steve Dale started a site back there. I think, you know, he may have it on record at some point. I don't know if it was even approved when he first started, but he did it. And so somehow along the line, the zoning got approved to be a heavy industrial site. The problem you have is that with the Area 1 area and conditional uses in Sussex County is that you almost sometimes effectively have spot zoning go on, because you have one site show up in one area, and the next thing you know, somebody approves an additional site because they say, this is next to an industrial site or a commercial site. Now, the site they're talking about really is, for what could be put into a heavy industrial area, is pretty light use normally. But anyhow, you know, where do you stop the line? Where do you stop expanding? And where this stops is that this property, which is probably thousands of feet from these houses, now when they take this field and develop this field, now this industrial-type use has moved into these people's backyard. A lot of these people have lived there 30 and 40 years, and they've lived in a quiet residential area for 30 or 40 years, and now they're going to have this in their backyard. And they're not going to have it, you know, 5 days a week. They're going to have this thing 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. People are going to come and go all the time. There's going to be lights, noise, dust. You know, there's just a lot of issues that make this type of facility something that really should be in an industrial area. And, you know, so far as conditional use goes, I mean, there's lots of commercial property for sale in Milford. And, you know, all the facilities that the facility I have and the facility that the other people have in Milford, they bought commercial property and built it in Milford. They paid the price. I mean, you can't buy commercial property for what you can buy AR1 area property for. And now you have, you know, someone that wants to come in and they want to take AR1 property, and which is fairly inexpensive property, and make it a business use. Well, we don't know. Today you get the business use in there, and it's a mini storage. But what happens 5 years from now or 10 years from now when there's not a mini storage needed? Or whatever changes, and then the next thing you know, they want to put an asphalt plant in their backyard. You know, but anyhow, you know, I don't really think that it's in the best interest of the residents, not just because I'm in the mini storage business, but because, you know, I feel for my cousin that has to live next door to this. And I think that you know, they should go out and actually look for commercial property. Of the five mini storage facilities in Milford, I think it's in your record there. It talks about, right now we have 900 units that are built. I called the other owners to see what they had. There's 900 units built. 225 of them are currently unrented. And there already were approvals for the five facilities that have been approved right now, where they could build an additional 1,000 units. So the need is obviously not there. You know? So from the need point of view, I don't see where that. I think that planning and zoning erred in their approval of that. And also, I don't see how it really could be in the residents' best interest. I mean, people have come and spoke, and they've said that they don't want it. So where do you draw the line and stop it? It's kind of, I mean, this is a line now. The line is drawn here with the council, and people are hoping that, you know, that you guys protect their interests.
Thank you.
Mr. Wiley, what kind of security do you have at your facility?
We have a chain link fence around our facility, and like most mini storages, there's barbed wire, you know, around the top of the fences. We have a computerized gate that tracks people coming and going. And
24 hours a day?
24 hours a day, yeah.
I listened in on an application. I think it came before planning and zoning down in the Harbison area for a mini storage facility, and he's planning to have somebody live on the site for security.
Yes,
I'm wondering if it's is it that serious?
I'm not so sure that is always the best idea to have somebody living on the site. Because if you're a resident manager and something's going on, unless you just call the police, if you go out and confront people, sometimes you may, I mean, you're going to probably put, you could possibly put yourself in harm's way.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Anyone else? Okay, I think we've done it all. We'll close the public hearing. If you'd like, what's your pleasure, gentlemen?
Just a minute. Does the council have any thoughts on the direction they want to go with this?
I think since, I mean, I'd like to ponder this one a little bit. I think planning and zoning has recommended approval, and I'd like to go ahead and revisit the site.
Is that a motion to defer?
I'll make a motion to defer.
Is there a second? I have a motion and a second to defer. Any further discussion? If not, we'll take a vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes.
Motion to defer passed.
Any further business?
Make a motion to adjourn.
Just a minute.
Do you want to talk any more about next week?
Help me here.
What was next week?
Executive meeting?
The interview process.
The executive.
That's something I believe you and Mr. Baker will be discussing tomorrow. It is on the agenda for next week.
Mr. Godwin.
But it can always be pulled, and Mr. Baker will be in contact with the council. If there's nothing else, I entertain, you know, motion to adjourn.
So move you.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
I think it would be appropriate for you and the president to sign these amendments while I have both of you here.